Yeah, we had a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether there is a din of havchana by a giyoris. There certainly should be a din of havchana, the way Rav Soloveitchik thought. By giyoris, there should be a din deraisa. Mochomer, by an eshesish, the children are going to be, all the children are going to be Jewish. Just a question of a brother marrying a sister to know who the father is, that's only an asmatnim in the Rabbanon. Lias lochol elokim lezar chachorecha, the Pnei Yeshua is quoted, saying that that's only an asmatnim by the giyoris, that should be a deraisa. How come there's a Tana Rabbi Yossi is makeled by giyoris, and by shivcha you don't need havchana? The Gemara says no, because you always have a built-in havchana. The woman has been planning to convert for a while. She's not going to just overnight decide to convert. So since she's planning to convert, so she's probably going to be careful to be misapeches, to make sure that she doesn't, she'll practice birth control, whatever, she'll do something to make sure that she's not going to become pregnant at that time. And the same thing by Shivcha HaMishtachreres, if the Odin tells her in advance, he's going to free her. So she's also going to plan in advance to see to it that she doesn't become pregnant. What if she's a Shivcha Knani, she's Yotze B'Shem V'Yayin? Then the Gemara says, Zanachinami, there's nothing she could do. There's nothing, she may be pregnant. She can't say she's going to be Misapeches. The other knocked out Hashem V'Yayin now and she goes free. So she wasn't planning in advance. The Gemara says, Zanachinami, in such a case, Rabbi Yosef will agree that you need Havchana. We paskan that you do need Havchana, but we mentioned that the Chalkas Mechoykeik, and the Beis Shmuel quotes this in the Chalkas Mechek, the two standard commentaries on the side of the Ebenezer, Shulchan Aruch Ebenezer. So they have the suffix, is it a loyplug Rabbanon by the Gioris in the same way that it's a loyplug by a regular Yisraelis. So that we mentioned that the Itzar Paskin, which was a project that was started after the war, quotes when the Minchas Chinuch has arrived from a Rambam, that by Gioris it's not a loyplug. The Rambam says by Yifas Toyer, Yashav Yveisech Vach Zavir Vesima Yerach Yamim. And then you only have to wait 2 months after that. So the first month of the 3 months of Havchana Zoyla, even though it's while she's in Achriz, because you know that she's living in your home, you know that she didn't become pregnant with anybody else. There's nobody there. So that's how we paskal halacha. You paskal, you do need Havchana by Giyoris, and even if she's single, sometimes a miracle will occur, and a single girl will become pregnant. Okay, miracles occur every day. But if you take a pregnancy test that's reliable, so then we paskin that it's not a loyplug. If the woman is obviously pregnant, see that she's pregnant. So you write in the Ksav HaGeris that we converted the woman and she was pregnant. And Lad will Rosh Shlabi Dasa Bikdush. Okay. It's not a loyplug. Good. Then the Mishnah says that you have a din of Kom Leibid Rabbinei Avol. What's it, the Mishnah? Abol bita, abol bas bita, bas bino, and so on. Since mischai ben avshoi, that's covered with kam lebi derab bnei. As the pasuk says, "Lo yasan anish yanish, asan yia lo yanish." So the Gemara asks the kasha of hamehacha nafke mehasan nafke. Isn't the din of kam lebi derab bnei learned out from a different pasuk? It says kidei rishasoi, which has the connotation mishum rishachas hatamechabi hatamechabi mishum shtei rishias. The Gemara says, yeah, you need two psukim because they're two parts. Come live with the Rambam. Chada b'misa moment. The pasuk in lo yos and anish anish goes on misa patas moment. The pasuk kidei rishasa goes that malchus patas moment. Chada b'misa moment. Chada b'malchus moment. Utzricha. Why do you need two? Why can't you just have one and learn how the mamatzinu should be the same? The Gemara says, no, because there's a svara lachalik. Mamatzinu is only if they're shove b'shove, if it's daima b'daima, if it's pretty, it seems pretty similar. But if there's a strong svar l'chalik, so then there's no mamatzinu. It's richa, because there's a svar to ding, so chiyash min amisa mamat. If the only source you would have would be the pasuk in mishpatim, and masan yiyah, that misa pat is mamat, I would have thought, mishum dika ibud neshama. You're giving him such a serious einish, you're putting him to death. So kam lei b'drabinei, that's a rabbi minei. Aval Malkus and Mammon, the Lucky Ibn the Shaman, not such a serious onesh. They're going to say, come, Leib, the Rabbi, and we give him the more Chomedic Einish, and you let him get away with the less Chomedic Einish. The Malkus is so Chomer, it's not at all as Chomer, so he'll beat him up. He'll give him the lashes, and then he'll recuperate. It's not just a serious thing. So maybe you can't really, it's out of the room talk, you can't call that Kamle, it's not a Rabbi Mine, it's not such a serious onesh. And if he would have had the reverse, liyashmina malchus ma, if he would have had only the other pasuk, that malchus patas ma, would have thought, yeah, mishum the lochamer yisur, the avera that he did wasn't so severe, right, that we don't give him the death penalty, we only give him malchus. Avo misa umam and the chamer yisur, he obviously violated amach amadik avera, so I would say, throw the book at him. Make him pay the money and give him the misa, give him everything. Chamer yisur, aim aloi. I would have said, there's no kam levinah. So that's right, tzricha. There's mokam lachalek, so I need the both psukim. Craig Digamar, but according to Rameir, what do you need two psukim for? Rameir has adam loike mishalem. He doesn't hold from Kedei Rishosai that it should tell you that Malchus patas from Mammon, and there is no such din. So you have two psukim telling me the same thing, that Misa patas from Mammon. What do you need two psukim? Ula Rameir on the last line, on Laman Zayin and Alf. Ula Rameir, the Amar loike mishalem. Rameir says in the Mishnah Makkas that there is no such din as Kam Levi Rabbani Malchus patas Mammon. So the question is, Tarti Alamli, what do you need two psukim telling you the same thing? That meet the Misa Patas from Mammon. Gemara says, no. The second pasuk, Kedei Rishosai, tells me that if you have Misa and Malchus, the Idna Belasachas, that the Misa Patas from Malchus. Efni Morchoda be Misa Mammon, the pasuk in Lo Yosin goes, Kamble be Rab Misa Patas from Mammon, Vechoda be Misa or Malchus. I need both. Why do you need both? Why can't you learn out of Mamatzino from one to the other? Because there's room to distinguish. The Yashmina Misa or Mammon Mishum. I would have thought you don't give both punishments, the Chareb Guf and Chareb Mani, two different punishments. Loyavdina, you don't do both. Abel Misa Malchus, Yidibi Beguf Eim and Misa, Richter, it's a long drawn out death penalty. First we beat him up and then we kill him. So it's one long Misa. I would have thought it's not considered giving two different unctions. Benevit Bey, you should give them both. I, Vyashmina Misa Malchus, if you have a pasuk Misa Patas Malchus, shouldn't be the same Misa Shapata from Malchus. The Gemara says no. I would have thought the taita be guf alayav dinah. You don't give him two punishments. An oinash aguf you don't give, but I will meet some mom. The guf I would have thought aim. I would have said navid beit. We should give him the both punishments. Sicha. So I need both psukim. So once the gemara is already in the mood to explain why you need two psukim, why you need all the psukim to cover all the kids, they're going to go through other things also. Where you seem to have extra psukim, they're going to explain all the psukim unnecessary.
How is that a valid Havamina to think that maybe you can kill him first, that Malchus would be a tchis to kill Misa? Shouldn't that be a vajra after the rest of the Malchus you can't drop, you can't because that
people? Yeah, and the death penalty you have to give him, if he only deserves the death penalty, so you have to figure out what's the most becovetic way to give him the death penalty. After Kamacha, after Rach Kamacha, Brola Misa Yofa. But here he did two different Averis. For one, he deserves Misa, for one, he deserves Malchus. I would have thought that if he deserves both, it's not considered giving him two punishments. True, when there are two punishments. One is an Onish Aguf. One is an Onish Mam. But here I can say it's one long punishment. First I beat him up till he's half dead, and then I finish the job and I kill him.
One punishment should be a violation of Barlow Misiyafet. It's not a Misiyafet to get beaten first.
Yeah, but in this case I have another pasuk that says he deserves the Malchus. So that supersedes the Misiyafet. Misiyafet is when he's only Chayv Misa. So how do you give Skila, Misa Yofa? Figure it out a nice way. How do you give Sreifa? Figure out a nice Bekovedic way to give Sreifa. Here's Chayv both Misa and Malchus. And I would have said, that's not considered a double punishment. It says, Noki Vitzadik Al Tarek. So the Gemara says, Noki means, if he's really innocent, let's say the Bez made a Gemara Din L'Misa, then they realize they made a mistake. They're on their way to take him to the base of Skila. The Misa Bezna has to always be Mechutzle, Sholosh Machnas, Chutzle here. Malchus is always in the presence of the Bezna, and Misa is the opposite. The Misa has to be Davke Chutzle here. So let's say the Bezna made a Gemara Din Misa, and they're on their way taking him to the Beis HaSkila outside of the city. And then somebody says, stop the music. We think that there's a reason why he's Potter. Gemara said, that's the Pasuk. Noki Atzarek, Noki Al Taro. If he's really innocent, don't kill him. What's Noki with Tzadik Al Tarek? What is Tzadik? Tzadik means Mishan it's Tzadik Bedino. We acquitted him. We thought that he's Pata. And then we realized we made a mistake in learning. We want to reconvene to make a Gemara Din L'Misa. We all want to change our minds. Gemara says, no, he's a Tzadik. Tzadik doesn't mean a holy Tzadik. Tzadik means Mishan it's Tzadik Bedino. If he fooled the courts into believing that he's Pata, and they passed him, they acquitted him. So then that's called a tzaddik. A noki means really innocent. And the tzaddik means mishan et tzaddik bedina. He's off the hook. Yeah. So the Minchas Chinuch says, the Gemara says, that din, that doesn't apply in dinim amen, it only applies in dinim nefashis and only in malchus. Yeah. So once the Gemara is discussing why need the two psukim, so now they discuss also another topic. It says if a person is a murderer, you're not allowed to take kaifa. What does it mean? You're not allowed to have him pay kaifa and be off the hook. But you have another pasuk that says the same thing. It doesn't say the same thing. One pasuk says if he killed b'mezid, he deserves einish misa. Don't let him get off the hook by paying koif. And one pasuk says if he killed b'shoigeg and he has to go to golus, you don't let him get off the hook by paying kapar. Couldn't you have written one pasuk and learn the other case? Either learn shoigeg from mezid, mezid from shoigeg from a mamatzino. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says trekoy lamely. What do you need to psukim? I need two psukim. If it would only be written one, you wouldn't be able to be done amamatzino, because there's a strong svara lachalik. Why? If you only have the pasuk that says the one who kills b'mezid can't buy his way off the hook, can't buy his way out of the death penalty, but ben koyf mishum dechamer isur, he did such a serious aver, he murdered somebody b'mezid. Avol b'shegid galoy chamer isure. He killed b'shoigeg is much less of an avera. Why is it an avera at all? Why is it an avera? Is it nesasek? The way the Chumash describes it, chayav al re'eru ba'ayar lachta veitzim, he didn't even know that there was someone else there in the forest. That's mamish nesasek. Person chopping down a tree and he didn't realize that the wood from the tree or the metal from the hatchet is going to fly in the air and kill someone. He didn't realize there's anybody there. So usually in kolat arkulim nesasek, is not considered, doesn't relate to him, it's not considered the Maisa Aver at all. All of a sudden over here it says they have to go to the Golas, the Chidush HaRan in Sanhedrin has a short paragraph about that. He says, Oda Mamazik also, Oda Mod Lyonim Be Meshegig Be Memezid Be Meyonis Be Mirotzai. Why is he even Meshegig? So he says, because when it comes to Biron Lachaveirois, everything depends on the bottom line. If the other guy's dead, and you were the cause of it, so you have to go to Golas. If the other guy is damaged and you were the cause for it, so you can't say, I was misasik, I didn't realize that it's going to happen. Doesn't matter. If there's a Bein Adam Lamakim, depends on what your intention was. Moshav, there's a din, niskan lechol b'sar chazir, all of yoda b'sar taleh. The guy goes to a non-kosher restaurant and he wants to eat trifus. He wants to violate the laws of the Torah. And then he orders a sandwich and he eats it. And he thought that he's eating non-kosher food. Then it turned out that it was everything today was kosher because they delivered kosher food. By accident, they delivered. So the Mishnah says, Nozer tzorach kapara. He needs a kapara. If it would have been made on Machaveiro, so the Achranim say he wouldn't have needed kapara. Because Yosef Atzarek says in the end of Chumash Bereishis, Yosef tells the brothers, Atem chashavtam alai l'ra, l'kim chashavu l'toivu, l'man hatzil aschem kayoy mazeh. So he says, don't feel bad, don't have to apologize, nothing wrong. Atem chashavtam l'toivu, atem chashavtam l'ra, l'kim chashavu l'toivu. So the Mefarsh Machum says, no, atem chashavtam l'ra, l'kim chashavu l'toivu. That's in Skavon Lechol, B'sar Chaziv, Al-Yuvah, B'sar Tles. He doesn't need kapar. Why does Yosef say everything is okay? So they explain because there's a difference between Beit Adam Lambakim, Beit Adam Lambakim, same as the Ran. The Ran says when it comes to killing the other guy by accident, you can't tell his mistake. And Adam Amazik Bishoik, again, Taina Misasik, I didn't realize going to damage anybody. Bottom line, the guy lost. There's such a Tosefta in Peya that says if a person, Shikha, is one of the, Leket Shikha Peya, one of the Matan Sanim, so Shikha, the guy fulfills the mitzvah. He forgot all about it, then he leaves it there, and then later on, when he sees it, he's not allowed to take it. So the Tosefta says, based on the mitzvah of Peya, based on the mitzvah of Shikra, you can derive the following din, that if a person has a hole in his pocket and some money fell out, and a poor man picked up the money, and he was in his pinus from it, I didn't give him the money. I didn't have in mind, I didn't realize that it fell out of my pocket. But you see from Shikra that you can have a fulfillment of a mitzvah even though you didn't realize. It's not exactly what it says in Shikra. Shikra means I forgot it, and then I realized that I forgot it, The Torah says, Lo sasha v'lakachti, not allowed to go back and take it. So I'm a fulfillment of the mitzvah when I see that it's there and I forgot it. But if I never come to realize that I left it there, how do you know that that's a fulfillment of a mitzvah? That's what it says in the Tosefta, in Peya. On that, you see, you learn now from the Parsha of Shikho that if a person has a hole in his pocket and the money fell out and the poor man picked it up, he gets the reward. So you see that Ben Adam HaHaver is everything depends on the bottom line. If the bottom line was L'toiva, is L'toiva. The bottom line was L'ro, is L'ro. It doesn't matter whether you thought L'toiva, L'ro, is L'mala, L'mala.
I know Shitam doesn't say,
Tosis has a Gemara in Yuma, which they interpret to mean that even Rabbi Yehuda holds Shenim is Kabin is Osir on Shabbos is only Osir in the Rabbanim because of a lack of Melachas Moshav. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Dov Shenim is Kabin is Mutar Akola Terakula. But you can't say Dov Shenim is Kabin over here by Ben Adam
Machaveiros. That doesn't imply that the Sasek is just something on like Shabbos, that
they get off of Tosis says there are two kinds of Mesasek, there are two Psukim, Shmuel says, Shmuel is an Amor, Shmuel says, Misasik is part because Malachas Machshev is Hasar Torah. There's a Mishnah with Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshua is mentioned, he came before Shmuel. The Mishnah increases around the Abchof or so. Says, Misasik is part because Hashachot Abo, Pratla Misasik, Ahodil Abchatas Hashachot Abo, he realizes, he recognizes that he did an Aver Pratla Misasik. So Tosis is Hakasha, what does Shmuel need a Posik of Malachas Machshev is Hasar Torah? The Tanoim, Rabbi Yeshua said, Hashachat Abos, Tosfos says there are two dinim on Misasik. Misasik and Shabbos is even more inclusive than in Kol HaTarkul because of a lack of Malachas Mashavis. But in Kol HaTarkul there is a dinim Misasik. If you didn't realize Bechlab, what's going on? So that's Misasik in Kol HaTarkul. In Shabbos, it's an added chiddush. Let's say he went out into the backyard, it's dark at night, and they finished eating, and he wants to serve fresh apples. So he goes to the tree to pluck off the apples from the tree. And then it's dark and he didn't see what he was doing. So instead of picking off apples, he plucks off pears. So even though he mamish, he had kavana to do malacha, and he did exactly the malacha that he intended, but instead of apples, he found pears, and he asked the guests in advance, what would you like to have, apples, pears, or oranges? I have three trees in the backyard. They said they all like apples. So he picked the wrong one. So that's also misasek in Hilcha Shabbos. Called Tarkula, that wouldn't be called misasek. But on Hilchos Shabbos, that's called Misasik.
Aren't both halves of this Machlokes?
Aren't what?
Both halves of this, by the Misasik, by both being that Ben Adam Lechaveiro, both by the bottom line, Ben Adam Lechaveiro. It does, and that's Machlokes in front, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that by, not by Shabbos, so that's by Kol Tarakula. Right? Misasik is a called by Lechaveiro, there's a Ptur Karban.
Rabbi Kiva Eger holds that Misasik is just a Ptur Karban, and he holds that only Patas and Chatas Kvua doesn't pata from Chatas Olav Yerim. Right, there is a Gemara Shavuos. The Gemara Shavuos talks about the guy knows that he's Tomei, and he walked into a building and thought it's the public library. Then it turns out that it's the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't realize that it's the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara talks about whether he's Chayb Chatas Olav Yerim. That's called Helam Mikdash. There's Helam Tumah. He forgot that he's Tomei. Helam Mikdash, he forgot that's the Beis HaMikdash. So the Achreidim Abadah, Rabbi Kivege, quotes the Kasha that they all ask. He didn't realize Beis HaMikdash. He didn't realize he was doing Aveira of walking into the Beis HaMikdash B'tumah. So should that be Misasik? So Rabbi Kivege answers, yes, it is Misasik. Misasik is only Akzeris HaKosuv. Ashachot Abo, Pratla Misasik, that Mishnah increases. Only part of Mechatas Kvua, from Mechatas Kizbo Sira, that whether you're rich or poor, you have to bring Kizbo Sira. But Mechatas Olav Yor, that if you're poor, you bring a Minchas Chayte, and if you can afford it, you bring a Behemah, and if you can't afford that, you bring this Ashiris and Dalas and Dali Dalas, so there's no Ptura Misasik. And the Rebbe Kivege is in disagreement with the Mekar Chaim, with the Nesivis and Uchas Pesach, who says that Misasik means that the Maisa Aver doesn't relate to me. That is correct, yeah.
And by being on the Chaver, the Chavis Chaim quotes in his Hakdama to his little Sefer Mishpatzer, that he wrote the whole book because they all have been on the Chaver, people don't know. If you get a taxi ride, you pay the guy, you don't have to go out and do the mitzvah, so you're not going to say the mitzvah of the.
Oh yeah, he applies mitzvah sichas kavana to mitzvah shebenan lachaveira. I thought other achronim say not so. That even the whole machleik is what the mitzvah tzichas kavona is only if you're talking about mitzvah shebein adam la
makom. So he quotes, he has, it's machleik tzichas, he thinks you should know, you should have kavona to make sure you're yotzei.
What's the klichemdo? Has a pilpul say from chumash? The klichemdo at the end of chumash bereishis on that pasuk, atem chashabtan l'ra, l'kim chashav l'toiva. So he develops this theme about the differences between ben adam l'makom and adam chaver. Al pidin, there are several differences. So this is other differences about whether you need kavana or not. As long as it depends on the end result, as opposed to mitzvah shalom lacha, ben adam l'makom depends on what your intention was. Yeah.
Someone just stopped, killed the shogeg, he's a rasha in terms of the Hashbarakum made him in the position because of the Shikha Ritzim. Well, the key mean aliyada, you mean the fact that he was chosen Ben Hashemayim, Megaglam Chovah Dechayev, the fact that they chose him Ben Hashemayim to kill his guy B'shogeg, shows that he's a good for nothing.
So it doesn't matter if it's Mesasek or if it's
okay, that's a heavenly calculation. But as far as we're concerned, that's the question that they ask. Why should they run ask? Why should they say Misaseh? So he says, by Binam Nachaber, no, you can't tie the Misaseh. Because it all the Ranan Sanen says, it all depends on the bottom line, on the end result.
Does Rashi hold that the Pantamir
don't have finance? Rashi holds what?
Carved line is Pantamir and Gaulis.
Carved Lainis, yeah.
How's that any different than Misasik?
Misasik means I didn't notice that there was anybody else there. I could have looked around. So maybe that's not Korav Le'aynas. Korav Le'aynas means I did everything I could. I took every precaution and still I killed someone Le'aynas. So that, the Gemara says, Korav Le'aynas, you're not Chayv Golas. But Misasi means that if I would have looked around, I would have been a little more careful. I wouldn't have killed him. I would have been much more careful. I was a little negligent. But not as carved linus. Okay.
What if he's hiding?
Hiding, then it would be a carved linus. Okay. Then Misasi would be pata. It would be pata. Yeah.
And how does the cane then fit into this? Why are you still getting a mirror if you do come up without intention?
The Gemara assumes that if I do a Maisa Avera, the Misasek is considered as if it happened on its own. I didn't do it. I don't relate the action to me. But if I ate Macholas Asuras, Abiyas Asuras, since there's a Svar Shekeinana, you can't divorce him from it. Can't say as if it happened by itself. What do you mean? He had an off from it. So it certainly does relate to him. Shekeinana, because we assume that the Pshat, the Misasek is not like Rabbi Kivega. Just exeris akasva p'tur from machatas kvur. We assume like the mikor chaim that it means it's a hafkos ha-maisa. It's considered as if it happened by itself. But shkein nehani can't separate him from the maisa. He self calls off. He got the anua, so he did do the maisa. So he did the maisa. It was b'shogeg. So then he needs a kapar. He has to bring achatas. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara says you have two psukim, chad b'shogeg v'chad l'maisa. The tzricha did both. What do you need both that you don't? Except Koifer that to pata him, the Yashmina Mezid. If the Torah would only have the one pasuk, then one who kills the Mezid gets the death penalty, and he can't buy his way up by paying kapore. I would have thought Mshim the Chomer. So he said he did such a Chomer de Kaver, he killed the Mezid. Ah, well, if he kills Bishog, the Lo Chomer is Surah, his Aver is not that serious, it doesn't deserve such a big punishment. Aim, I would have said, Loi, maybe we would permit him to pay money, pay exorbitant amount of money for kapore, Koifer. And then you don't have to go to the Rei Miklut. V'yashmina Shoigeg in the Faket. If you only have the pasuk that says, the one who killed B'Shoigeg has to go to the Rei Miklut, and he cannot pay any kapara kaifer to get his way out of it. It would have taught Mishum, the Lekki, but Nisham, when he goes to the Rei Miklut, the world is not going to come to an end. He's going to survive there. He's going to have a good time. Rei Miklut, they have libraries, and they have schools, and they have drugstores. They have movie theaters. They have to make life comfortable over there. The Gemara says, "V'nos alachas harim ha'el v'choy." He has to go to the miklot. V'choy means to live it up, to have a good time there. So the Gemara says, if the one who killed B'shoigeg is a Talmud Chacham who enjoys learning, and they have no learning over the internet. This is before the why you had that website. So the Torah says, the Gemara says, the Rebbe has to go visit the Talmud in Ari Mikla to give a shiur for him, because v'choy for him means to live it up, to have a good time, means to enjoy listening to shiur. Now that you have YU website, so you know, the Rebbe doesn't have to go. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to teach a Talmud Shein Hogun. Not allowed to have a student in your class who's not the medakta kemitzus. Why? Maybe ben Hashemayim, they'll cause him to be involved in a murder b'shegig, v'gaglam chovay dechayim, like he said, alakim ein aliyadeh, and then you'll be stuck. You'll have to go to Dari Miklot and give shiurim for him. But b'zman hazeh, that we have the website, so we won't, the Rebbe won't have to go. So you have all the apikursim you want in your class. You don't have to be careful about a Talmud Shein Hogun, huh? So what does the Gemara say? V'yashmin and shoigeg, and if the pasuk but only tell me that one who kills b'shoigeg cannot buy his way off. The world is not coming to an end. He's going to have a good time in the Ari Miklot. He'll be away from his normal home. Normally he lives in this city. Now he's going to have to be away. Abul Mezid, Diki Ibn Neshama. Mezid, we're discussing whether we should give him the death penalty. Aim Aloy. I would have thought, no. In order to save his life, you should permit him to pay a large amount of money, a big amount of money for Kufr Kapara, and buy his way off, and he shouldn't get the death penalty. Gemara says tzricha. That's why I need the two psukim. I need bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizid. B'shoigig, he goes to Dari Miklot. It doesn't help if he pays kofer. And b'meizid also, we give him the death penalty. It doesn't help if he pays kofer. Then you have a third and a fourth pasuk that repeat the same thing. V'la'oritz l'ichup al'adam asher shupach pakiim edam shofcho. Vaita, the same thing. The only way that you'll clean up the mess is by giving the death penalty to the murderer. Means that he can't pay money to buy his way off. What do you need that in the third pasuk? He just said chad b'shoig chad b'meizid. So the gemara name leboila lekidatanya. I need that pasuk to teach me the following thing. That pasuk appears in Chumash where? Well, it's like chupetz in Bamidbar. Okay, by the parsha of Ratzeach. That tells me the following thing. Minayin shim nisar for eglo. Egla Rufa, a special din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. You have to measure. Someone was murdered. Not a guy got a heart attack and he dropped dead on the highway. Someone was murdered. Jewish person was murdered. Anochri was murdered. There's no din of Egla Rufa. Jewish person was murdered in Eretz Yisrael. So we should measure to the cities, Hashem Svibas HaCholol, to establish which city is the closest. And you go Basa Korev. And Korav is Mavarer, that the murderer probably came from that city. It's not 100% Bira, but don't know the Behiko. We don't have any witnesses at all. The Gemara says, even if you have Eid Echod, who says Ploinim was the murderer, Eid Echod is not enough to give the death penalty. But if there's only Eid Echod, so you really don't bring an Egla Rufa. Don't know the Behiko, nobody knows who the murderer is, so we should measure Svivas HaKolo, and we should assume the murderer must have come from the closest city, because Korav is Mavarer. So it says that Ziknei Hoir from the closest city have to bring an Egla Rufa, and they all need a kapar. So one might have thought that the giving of the death penalty to the murderer is in order to accomplish a kapar for the murderer, for all of Klal Yisrael. But if they found a person murdered and we brought an Egla Rufa, so already it says, v'nikapalahem hadam, once you bring the Egla Rufa, that's already an atonement for this act of murder. So I would have thought maybe there's no need to give the death. You only give the death penalty to a murderer if you have witnesses first. But at first you didn't have any witnesses, they came later. First, we measured, we don't know the Miko. We measured in the Ziknei Huirahi, brought the Egla Rufa, so that says, many kapala em adam. So I would have thought mistakenly that everybody got a kapara. Minayin. Shim Nisarfo Heglo, they already went through the whole mitzvah of Egla Rufa, Chachach Nimtza Horeg. Menayin Shim Pochimo, so how do you know that you're still giving the death penalty? Shanem Allah, it's like Chupal Adam Shav Shupach Bo, Vigar Mekim Dab Shemcha. That's what that Pasuk teaches me. The Rambam has an interesting comment in the Morin Nebuchim. The Rambam in the third Chelik Morin Nebuchim tries to give Tamei HaMitzvahs. What is the mitzvah, what's the mitzvah all about? What is it supposed to represent? So he thinks that we do this strange mitzvah of breaking the neck, the killing the Egla Rufa, in order to draw attention to this murderer in the hope that some evidence will come, that some new witnesses will step forward, Because the more we advertise that we're doing something strange, you read the newspaper every day, so you skip 95% of the articles, you only read 5% that you're interested in. But you're going to hear, they brought a Negla Rufa. That's once in a lifetime. You hear about a Negla Rufa. So everybody's going to read that piece of news, and they're going to see, oh, a murderer in that city, near that city. I was going on the highway, I remember. I saw something, so I'll step forward and I'll notify the police, and this will help find the murderer. So the Rambam claims, that's the whole purpose of the whole mitzvah, to do something very unusual, to draw more attention to the murder, and people will step forward and testify. So the whole purpose is that you should catch the murderer later. The Havamina would have been that once when they got a kapara, even if you catch the murderer, you don't give him the death penalty. The Rambam, to the Maskana, said it's not so. The Rambam says the reason for the mitzvah is exactly the Maskana, to try to get someone to step forward to testify, so you'll know who did the murder. Then you have a fourth pasuk that seems to say the same thing. That fourth pasuk is Parshas Egla Rufa. V'atah tevar hadam anokim mekirbecho. Says the same thing. Again the same thing. Make sure you kill the murderer. So that already says about Egla Rufa. What do you need? Another pasuk. What do you need that for? So what does Tosis say? Rashi and Chumash says, where the Tosis called Rashi and Chumash? Rashi says, the pasuk in Dvarim Chaf Aleph in the parsha of Egla Rufa, there Rashi says, goes on that case. Afilo lachar arifa sa egla, if you catch the murderer, you still give him the death penalty. So Rashi Tosis says that Rashi forgot the Gemara. Lo iin kan. Rashi forgot to look through the Gemara. It's not 100% accurate. The pasuk that tells you even after Egla Rufa was brought is the other pasuk in Bamidbar chapter Laman Hey. Lord Salichu Paladama Shushupra Pakim Dam Shevcha. And this pasuk tells you in Gamsan a different thing. Okay. Then Tosin says you can justify it after you get to the Maskana. Really, this pasuk goes on that. Okay. So what is the fourth pasuk? The same thing, Lomali. The same thing, that make sure you give the death penalty to the murderer. No, the Bible of the Kiritanya needed to tell me the following thing, that giving the death penalty to the murderer, the skilas reifa herig and chenek. How many people get, what is herig? Herig is saif. How many people get saif? How many people get saif? So a murderer gets saif, and actually how many dachas get saif? Normally, Oibet Avodah Zorah gets skilo. But if reifa here in Eretz Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zorah, so instead of skilo, give them saif, give them a lighter punishment, and Mamoida Mobat, and we burn down their houses. A normal person worships Avodah Zorah, gets Gila, Mamoida Polat. You don't burn down his house. And his children get it, Birusha, his property. And if it's Roy for year in Eretz Yisrael, worship Avodah Zorah, so Mamoida Mobat, and the death penalty, instead of being Gila for Avodah Zorah, is going to be Saif. So how do you do Saif? So Saif, he cut his neck off. He cut his head off by the neck. How do you know? Maybe Saif means you cut him to little pieces, maybe cut off his hands and his feet, in his ears and his nose. What do you do with the Saif? Nokim yinokim. It says one who murders, it says if you kill your Ebed Kanaini, in Yoma Yamaim Yamad lo yukam ki kaspahu. If he survives for Yom Yamaim means makes less, 24 hours. So lo yukam, you don't take Nekoma. You don't kill the murderer, Kikaspahu, because he's my Evaknaini, and I killed him, he wasn't doing the work for me. But if he dies within the Yoma Yomaim, he dies within the Meisleis, then Nokimi Nokim. It says, Nokimi Nokim. Nekama means the death penalty. Which death penalty? The Gemara learns out, the Pasuk says, Cherub Nokem is the Kambris. So you know that whenever it says Nekama, means Saif. Okay, so how do you do Saif? What do you cut off? His legs? His hands and his feet and his legs and everything. So the Gemara says, oh, I learned from this pasuk, v'atat devar habdam anoki b'kibecho, and chumish dvar midash and smuchim. One pasuk next to that. Usually, a hekesh is only if the two things are on the same pasuk. And chumish dvar, even darsh and smuchim, chumish dvar is the yotzim and akla. That's the Gemara at the beginning of Yivam. So here it says, you should do arifa segla rufa. Then it says, v'atat devar habdam anoki b'kibecho. A murderer gets saif, similar to the way the Egla Rufa gets had his head chopped off, the kupitz. So just like the Egla Rufa gets it by the neck, so the murderer who gets death penalty also gets the scythe by the neck. That's the fourth pasuk. That's what it means. Skila, we know what it is. And Srefa, we know. And Chenik, we know. What is, how exactly they do Sayef? We just learned, you knock him, Cherev Nekem is the Cambrius. But how, what do you do with the Cherev? That you cut off the head by the neck, Tamaloymar. It's a hekesh. I don't think it's in the same pasuk. I think it's the two pasukim one next to the other. But smuchim and mishnah Torah has the same status as hekesh. Hukshu kol shevchei damim leegla rufa. The shevchei the retzeach is one of the two people that get saved. The other one is the anshehir and idachas. There it says lefichor. The raktam is called anshehir lefichor. So that says, and by retzeach it says nokim inokim. Miyomei mam. How does that? Lo yukam ki kaspahu, lo yukam, and then it says nokim inokim, and the comma means the cherev nekem is the kambri. So it says cherev, but where do you use the cherev? Menayin, how do you know that that saif is menatzavor? Because it's hukash, hukshun shev chedam leglo from ala halam menatzavor. How do you kill the egla rufa? You take a hatchet and chop off the head. That's what it means, arifa. Arifa is actually you chop off the head. Av shev chedam min hatzavor. Same thing if you have a petach hamor tifta b'seven lo sifta baraftoi. More correct mitzvahs pediyo kedemis le mitzvahs arifa. More correct is to give tifta b'seven to give a set. Or the gemara says you can be poida b'shavio. I can give the coin. Let's say how much is the petach hamor worth? $150. The petach hamor is worth. So I'll give Muhammad $50 worth of cans of tuna fish. Okay. The Gemara says he can be paid the bishavia. If you want to be paid the bishavia, it doesn't even have to be bishavia. If you don't want to be paid the, then the second best is lo sifta barafta. Also means you chop off the neck of the petach hamor.
We can do everything by Zerushavim and Hekesh to learn that
you can do what?
We can combine Zerushavim and Hekesh like that.
Combine Zerushavim. Yeah, I don't know if it's Gzeres Shavah. I think it's like a Gila Milsa B'Yami. You don't make Gzeres Shavah from Navi Divi Term Divi Kabbalah Le'Avino. I think it's just a Gila Milsa that the expression of Nekima by death means Bisaya.
That comes from Navi.
That pasuk Cherev Nekem is the Kabris. I think it's
no.
Enough.
That's in the Tochah.
Oh, it's in the Tochah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't know if it's a Gzera Shavah though. I thought it was just a Gila Milsa that the word Nekima means Besayif. The other one says Virakta Lefi Chorev. That says Chorev. And here by Ritzech, it doesn't say Chorev, it says Nekima, Nokim Inokim. So that has the connotation of Chorev. Yeah. So you learn out through a Hekish that it means the Sayif is Menat Savar. Maybe I should say that you chop off the guy's head with a hatchet, like they chop off the Arifa Segla Rufa. And like Nosifta Barafta by the Petach Hamor, maybe Malahana Bekupitz and Mimulor, if the back half come Kutz Mulor, I'm Ramnachan, I'm Rabbabu, I'm probably half the Rachakamach, Brola Misa Yofan. No, you have to modify it a little bit. It shouldn't be a hatchet, it should be a sharp sword, and you should cut in the front so he'll die faster, as opposed to cutting from the back. Okay. So the Gemara already has four psukim, and we explained all the four psukim. One b'shoigeg, one that kills b'shoigeg. Cannot become potter from going to Ori Miklat by paying kofer. One who kills Bemezid will not be potter from the death penalty by paying kofer. The third pasuk tells me even if Darif is Segel Arufu, where it says when you kapala hem adam, they got a kapara, but and the whole purpose of giving the death penalty is that the one who did the avera should get a kapara, but it's still. Well, it's like chupal adam asher shupach apakim dam shavcher. The kapara of the Egel Arufu, so the all the other answer here for the rabbanim for the ziknei huir. The kapara for the murder is only when he gets the death penalty. So what's the fourth pasuk? The fourth pasuk is the hekesh. To tell me how do you do saif. But you have a fifth pasuk. Freg the gemara. You have a kolcher mashiach men adam lo yipade mos yumos. Where's that? The last pasuk in Chumash towards the very end of Chumash Vayikra. So what does it mean? If a person got the death penalty, kolcher mashiach men adam lo yipade mos yumos. He cannot buy his way out. We give him the death penalty. Vaiter, a fifth pasuk to say the exact same thing. Lomali, everything more. No, the Torah Shebal Peh has a whole different interpretation on that pasuk. Kolchem Hashachmaran means if Bezdin made a gmardin on the person, then we declare him as a gabra ktila. What is the halachic significance of a gabra ktila if the Bezdin makes a gmardin? So one of the dinim is, I say about a person, erko alai. I pledge to give, if I say dom of alai, I pay kamahu shavalim kabashuk, it could be worth a lot, worth a little. If he's nigmadin on the misa, who's going to buy him as an eved? He's worthless now. The Bezdin's about to give him the death penalty. Today, tomorrow, they're going to give him the death. So he's worthless. So if I say dom of alai, pay nothing. What if I say erko alai? Say erko alai, you don't estimate how much he would sell for on the slave market. Kamu shavalim kabashuk. It's determined by his age and by his gender. Is it a man? Is it a woman? Is it younger than Shloshim Yom, between Shloshim and 5 and 20 and 60 and so on, all the different klolim. So I would have thought that even if Nigma Din Lamisa, he's absolutely worthless, he has no domim at all, because no one would want to buy him, but I would have thought that there is still a din of Erchin. So the pasuk says, it's called Cher Mashiach Min Adam, if a person was Nigma Din Lamisa, he's a Gabrik Tilo. So just like if I would say on a dead body, someone died, I say Erko Alai. So he died at the age of 55. So between the age of 20 and 60, he has a certain erech, and it's a man or a woman, whatever. So no, the answer is no. There's no domim for a mace. I would have said that's what the pasuk tells me. Kolcher mashach marim lo yipade. You don't pay erechin. Boy lele kiritani. Menayin li yotze lehorik. It's nigma din lemisa. Ve'amayachad erko alai. Menayin shalu amaklum. You don't pay a penny. You don't pay domim. That's a double pasuk because domim is kamahu shavalim kabashuk. He's worthless. But why shouldn't you pay Erechen? Erechen is based on the age and based on the gender. No, you don't pay. Why should Yochalav Kain? Let's say Bezdin is going to make a Gmardin. They didn't declare yet. He's not yet a Garek Tila. It's an interesting lashon. It says Lo Yipode. That's what it means, Lo Yipode. Kolchem Shachmer Adam should say Ein Lo Pidy. Shouldn't say lo yipada. It should have said ein lo erech, lo yeorech. Why does it say lo yipada? It's a psafani lashon. Lo yipada. The Mabit has a commentary on the Rambam. Mabit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the Kesem Mishnah, and he hit the spot, and he was world famous because of his Kesem Mishnah. And he tells you all the marmakamas for the Rambam. This is a Tosefton, this is a Mishnah, this is a Yerushalmi, this is a Shubhas Agad, and he gives you all the marmakamas. Babli, Yerushalmi, everything. Kiryas Sefer is by the Mabit, doesn't have such good marmakamas. And he has on every perik in the Rambam, has running commentary on it. He gives you a summary of every chapter in the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. And he adds on his Berim here. So he always has strange things. People in Koilol have to say a chabura, so they usually look in the Kiryas Sefer, you'll find something strange, you'll have what to break your head on. You have what to talk about. It's always a medrash plia. It's like a medrash plia, the Kiryas Sefer. Always something very unusual. So here he has a very strange comment. He says, when you say Erki Alai, you're magdash yourself, you're magdash your body to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Torah says you mechuyev to be poide yourself. So, okay, a person owns his body. He can be magdish his body. Is that true? Person owns his body. We usually assume person does not own his body. Rav Zevin has a famous essay in his Sefer, Laor HaHalacha, that's called Mishpat Shylock. That Shylock in Shakespeare's play. So Shylock was the Jewish moneylender, and he lent money, and he said, if the guy doesn't pay, he wants a pound of flesh. So Rav Zevin has a whole essay. Can he do that al pi halacha? Does a person own, physically, he owns his body, has a right to, he can sell himself as an eved ivri, doesn't mean I own myself, you see, if I own a gemara, I can sell a gemara, I own the gemara, I can transfer ownership to you. I own my old jacket, I can sell the jacket to you. I own the glasses, I can sell it to you. I own myself as an eved ivri, I'm muta b'shivcha kindness, I can sell myself to you. When I sell myself as an eved ivri, I create a new heft of an eved ivri. You don't say that the person owns himself. Person sells himself as an eved because he's entitled, every human being is entitled to make a parnasa, and whatever money he earns, he has the right to keep. So I'm entitled to maisa yadayim of my own maisa yadayim. I sell myself as an eved ivri, So I give you this chus to take my maisa yadai. But it doesn't indicate that I own my body physically, that I sell myself to you. So that's the whole mabit is very questionable, the whole idea that he has. That the person says, Erki alai, is magdish himself to the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to be paid himself out. But this institution of Erchan has to say, Erich Pliny alai, Erki cho alai. The person owns his own body, he owns his own flesh, he owns his own pound of flesh. How can it be magdish the other guy? So he says, yeah, he's only magdish. He says, no, he's magdish him with respect to that I'm mukhiyev to be paid to him. So I'm a balabasa myself. So I was magdish you, la shamayim, and therefore I'm mukhiyev to be paid to you. So it's only as far as I'm concerned. That's a wild idea. The Pashtus says nobody in his right mind would ever come up with such an idea. But there's a Shilti Gevurim says like that also. Why did Shilti Gevurim say he didn't have a Kiryas Sefer? Why did he come up with this? Because there's a Mishnah in the end of Beitzah. Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do Mekach and Memkar on Shabbos and Yontov. Kalela, B'Yontov, Hormat, Kalvachayma, B'Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do Mekach and Memkar. You're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to buy. So the Mishnah says included the Mekach and Memkar is a Magdishin. You're not allowed to be Magdish anything. Because it used to be my behemoth, and I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash, unless it's a Korban Pesach, or Pesach, Chali is B'Shabbos, and you have to bring the Korban Pesach today, so you have to be Magdash it today. So just like you're allowed to Shechta today, you're allowed to be Makriv it, so if you bring it to be Magdash it, it's well. Or let's say it's a Shabbos and Yontav, you have to bring Tminim U'Musafim. So somebody has to be Magdash it. If they were Magdash it in advance, you have no choice. If you won't be Magdash it, it'll be Chulim Bazar. You have to be Magdashim. So if it's a Korban Shezman HaKavua today, so then you're permitted to be Magdashim today. Otherwise, you're not allowed to be Magdashim. So let's say a person gets an Aliyah, he makes a Mishabech, he says, Babu Shenoda, he pledges to give money. So that is not a violation of a Magdashim. So a lot of Rishonim say that that's permissible. It's not a violation of a Magdashim. A Magdashim is only if you're Magdashim particular Be'en. The house used to belong to me, the behemoth belongs to me, the sefer is mine. I donate it to Eksha, that's Mekrech HaMemka on a bien, on an item. I transfer ownership, no longer belongs to me, it belongs to Gavoya. But if you say, Babush another, he pledges to give an amount of money, and that there is not the same as a magdishan, there's no prohibition. So the question begs itself, and it says, that's Rabbi Hananel says that. The Rishon quote, the Ran quotes, Rabbi Hananel says like that. A magdishan is only not allowed to be magdish at bien, because it's dumi the Mekrech HaMemka. But to say Hare Alai, a pledge, an amount of money, that would be permissible. But the Mishnah says, Hey Magdish, Hey Marichim. What's Hey Marichim, Hey Marichim? I say Erko Alai. Erko Alai means a pledge to give his Erech, La Shamayim, La Gavoya. So that's like a pledge, Babush another. That's the same as pledging to give an amount of money. So the Shilti Gibarim comes to defend this Rabbeinu Hananel. So he says, no. By Erechen, you're Magdish yourself, or you're Magdish the other guy, and you're Mechuyev to be paid to him. So there is a Hagdosh on a Bien. Maybe that's what motivated the Mabit to write like that in the Kiryas Sefer, but it doesn't explain it. He just writes, that's what Erechen is all about. So you have these two. You have the Shilti Giborim is on the first parak in Abed Zohar, writes like that to defend this Rabbeinu Hananel, that you're permitted to take a pledge. They make appeals. You always make an appeal. Whenever you say Yiska, they make an appeal in Shul. It's always Yantav. Yiska is always on Yantav. Make an appeal and people pledge an amount of money. People pledge money when they get an Aliyah. So how can you pledge money? Isn't it a violation of Eim Magdishin? So he says, no, Eim Magdishin is only on a particular Bien. But it says Eim Magdishin, Eim Arichim. So he says, also there's a Bien. There's a Bien. So maybe that's what it sounds like a little bit from the Drasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol chemish yachem eronim." Any person who's ding badina lemisa is the garbage tila lo yipade. You don't have to be paid to him. What do you mean paid to him? It means if someone said erko alai, they don't have to pay any money. It's like saying ein erich lemeis. Like it says erko alai on a dead body. This is dumb of alai. Dead body is also banuas. It has no dumbing. But if he says erko alai, so why don't you have to pay? The answer is there's no din berchum for a dead person. So misha nigma din lemisa is considered like a gabrik tilo. It's like a mace when you get to this din. So how does it say lo yipode? It should say lo yeyorech. So it sounds a little bit like this wild notion that the whole idea of paying erchin is an inyan of being poida. You were really magdish the person and you mechuyev not to be poida him. Still a wild notion. Still a wild notion. On an item. If I own a Gemara, I own a house, and I'm Magdish, and I give it to Beis Hamikdash, I give it to Hegdash, so I transferred ownership of an item. So that's a violation of Ein Mekach HaMemkar. So if you magdish something, you just transferred ownership of the item. If you say you pledged to give an amount of money, there is no item that you transferred ownership from. On. You just pledged on yourself, you obligated yourself to give an amount of money. But the Mishnah says, Ein Marichim. So that's what the Shulchan Tikvon writes in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. Because Erchin is also you magdish the bien, you magdish the person's body, and now the Torah says you mechuyev to be paid to him. How do I have the right to be magdish him? I have a right to be magdish myself, even to be. I have a right to be magdish him because it's only relevant. Chol Hakdash is only relevant with respect to being mechuyev to be paid to him. So it's not an issue of ain on a magdish davishen shaloi. It's only magdish the other person's body with respect to himself being obligated to be paid to him. The whole thing is wild. The whole thing is wild. But that's what it sounds like. Lo
yipata. But it doesn't still not work because then it would be like you were machdish him, but you can't be put him.
What? Kochem shach meran. If a person is nigmadina lemisa, lo yipata. The whole institution of erchin doesn't apply. You don't have to give the erchin.
Yeah, I'm saying Rabbi saying you lo yipata like literally. So it sounds like you machdish be yipata.
Right.
Does that still not work because then it's mashma that you did successfully, like, you were successfully makdish him and you didn't have to go to him? And...
No. Okay. It means that this whole institution of Erechim doesn't apply.
No.
Yeah. So, how often do we invoke this din? That Misha Nigma Dina Lemisa is considered a Gavrik Tehillah. Where else do you have it? Let's say, does he have to lake tefillin? Bezna makes a Gma Dina Lemisa, and then we're going to, and he didn't lake tefillin yet today. He didn't have mincha yet. So, he says, Mason Chavshin? He's considered a garak tila. He doesn't have to daven. He doesn't have to lake tefillin. Let's say the woman is an eshesish, and someone is mezana with the woman. So yichai misa. What if the woman, the eshesish, is dead, and this guy is a crazy mishugan? He has tashmish with a dead eshesish. So the Gemara says hamashamish mesa is not chai. He's a sickness. He has tashmish with a dead woman. He's not chai misa. So the. So the Gemara says explicitly, what if the Misha Nigma Dina Lemisa is Boal Eishas Ish? If the Nigma, the Gemara is going to say it's a Tashmish with a dead person, the Gemara says no. You don't say Gavrik Tila bin Geir to that. You don't say Gavrik Tila that, let's say, Nigma Dina Lemisa is on his way to go to the Beis HaSkilo and he breaks somebody's window. Mishnah says in Erchin that he's Chayv to pay. That was the Mishnah that we mentioned, that the Meiri and the Shach said, that Komlevi the Rabbinei doesn't have to be Be'idna, just comes to the exclusion of the other direction. If he already was in Schaib Mammon earlier, then it's Schaib Misa later, so the Misa later doesn't knock off the Mammon from earlier. But if the day after is Bar Mitzvah, he's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, so for the rest of his life, he's part of many damages that he's going to do. He can break anybody's window, doesn't have to pay, because Komlevi the Rabbinei, even Tarad Bechizkid, Be'im Shoigeg, Be'im Neizid, and it doesn't have to be Be'idna, because the Chiyav Misa preceded the Chiyav Mammon. So for the rest of his life, he's Pata. So the Ksoi says, the Shach says, the Meiri says the same. He said, the Shach is against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah in Erech, in the end of the first parak says, Mishiyotze Nigma Dina Lemisa, Viyotze Lehargaz on his way to the Beis HaSkila, Vishibra Sakelim, and his Mesh is someone's property. So the Mishnah says that he is Chayv. You don't say he's a Gavrik Tila, Mesim Domikam Mechuyiv anything. You don't say come with the rabbi because it wasn't Be'idna. So how often do you apply this rule of a gavrik tila? Mishnig madina lemisa is a gavrik tila. Where does it apply? So here's one din. We paskin like this. I think we paskin like this. Tana that mishnig madina lemisa shaloyama klum. The Gemara said there's a Tana who disagrees. Chanan and Barakavi disagrees. Nerach, he holds that he is nerach. Just dumb him though because he's not shavalim kabashuk. No one wants to pay a penny for him. So dummy we won't have, but Erechin he does have. So we pass on like the Tanakhama that ain't lo Erech because Gavrik Tila is like a maze. Where else do we apply Gavrik Tila is like a maze? Rav Dovid Soloveitchik has an essay about this in his safe on the Rambam. No pilpul, he just bekiyas. He just tries to collect the various gemaras. Where do you say halacha maizah? What the nafkaminas ladina that you declare a person as a Gavrik Tila? So one din is that Hargoyen and Eregolov. Beza makes a Gemara din. Let me say, this guy deserves skila. So someone says, I always wanted to kill him. I always hated him. He walks and he shoots him. He didn't do the skila. He didn't do it l'shem mitzvah skila. So the Gemara said that he's potted up. Nishanig madin al misa is called the gavra k'tila. Who else is the gavra k'tila that a hargoyen and Eregolov? If you kill a treifa, the Gemara says, if a person is a treifa, if a person is a goyses b'dei shamayim, person is 100 years old and is holding by the end and he's goyses, he's about to die. So someone comes and they choke him to death. They kill him a minute earlier than he would have otherwise died. So the Gemara says, if you kill a goyses, you chayv misim. Kill a goyses b'dei shamayim, you chayv misim. Kill a goyses b'dei odom, it's machlekes hataran, we pass from that yipotem. But if you kill a goyses b'dei shamayim, then you chayv misim. But if you kill a treifa, you're not chayv misa. Treifa is a garbik tila. So the same mishanig, madin ala misa is a garbik tila, so you put. So you have two dinim. One din is considered a mace when you get to erech, and one din is considered a mace when you get to ha-harga ein and eregov. What else? Is there a din, a garbik tila? So there's a gemara. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the sake of pikoch nefesh for a living person. Let's say the person is dead already. So there's no pikuach nefesh. Let's say the person is alive, and they're going to give him the death penalty on Sunday. You don't give Mises Bezna on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, he's nigma dina lemisa. The whole case is far-fetched. It's never going to happen. Bezna never makes a gmar din on Friday. They're not going to give the oinish on Shabbos. They don't make a gmar din Friday to wait till Sunday. They would hold off the gmar din till Sunday, make the gmar din, and then give him the death penalty. What if they did like that? So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. A Garbik Tila is considered dead. Then he gets to Pikoch Nefesh. The Gemara, see, the case that I gave is never going to happen. The Gemara has a different case. Haboba Machteris is a Hargain and Eregolov, Ein Lo Domim, if he kill him, you're not Chai Misa. The Gemara says, because the fellow, when he's Boba Machteris, is a Garbik Tila. When he stops the Machteris, he's no longer Garbik Tila. Because man is still Boba Machteris, so a Reidif has the status of a Garbik Tila when he's in the middle of the Redifa. So the Gemara has a din in Sanhedrin, he's in the middle of Boba Machteris, and then V'nokta HaMachteris Olav. The whole tunnel, the poor Hamas, Arabs, never, they're building all the tunnels, and then the tunnel falls out on top of him on Shabbos. A lot of Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So he happens to be a Nochri. Okay. So he's not a lot of Mechal Shabbos or a Nochri, strictly speaking. Let's say a Jew is Boba Machteris, he's digging a tunnel in order to kill me. On Shabbat, then the tunnel collapses on him. So it's a Rachmanis. Now he's not going to kill anybody. I'm not afraid if I'm going to save his life, he's going to kill me. No, now he's a broken arms and legs. He's ruined for life. Am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life? Gemara says no, since he was a Gabrik Tilo, so therefore, there's no din of Pikuach Nefesh. That's one of the 102 kashas.
But now that he's not going to. He's no longer
a rotate. Right, that's one of the 102 kashas in the Kaba de Kashyaisa. 103 kashas. Kaba is a gematria. Kub Beis Aleph is 103. So there's a sefer, Chelkas Yoyov. Chelkas Yoyov was by Galatiana Gottel. He was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. He lived 100 years ago, in the early 1900s. So in the end of his sefer, he has a kuntris, Kaba de Kashyaisa. Kaba de Kashyaisa means a measure of pits. Let's say when you eat the peach, you have a big pit left. That's called Kashyaisa. So he has 103 kashas that nobody has a teretz for. Recently, there's a big Talmid Chacham in Bnei Brak who put out a whole sefer. He collected all of the terutzim that all the Gdolim had on each one of the 103 kashas. Kaba de Kashyaisa. This guy's a super Jew. This guy Mandelbaum from Bnei Brak. He edits a lot of Svarim. So he knows everything in the world. He quotes everything from every sefer in the world. So this Kaba de Kashyaisa, that's one of the 103 kashas. How can you say that he's a Gavrik Tila? But the minute he's crushed, so he stopped doing the Redifa. He stops doing the Redifa. It's no longer a Gavrik Tila. So he shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So that's the kasha. It's a murderous kasha. So you have three dinim where you have a din of Gavrik Tila. One din is Benegeh to Erechen, one din Benegeh to Ahorgain and Eregolov. And the third din is Benegir that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. Are there any other dinim? Marsa Beferish. If he does Tashmish, but somebody, you don't say Meshamish Meis. He's Chai Mitzvahs. You don't say he's a Gavrik Tila. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a Trefa? That's a good question. Should he say Zagavra Ketila also? Is he not allowed to save his life? I don't remember. Got to look up the din. Meaning they were attempting to kill a Gavra Ketila.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's the same thing. If you kill a Gavra Ketila, you're not Chai Misa, so Kasha Zomim also not. Yeah. What else do you have based on Gavra Ketila? I don't remember. You have to look in Radobala, Sefer. I think those are the only three. The only three halachas where it's relevant. That after Gmar Din. Let's say a Goyish Bezdin made a Gmar Din on a Goy. It's also called a Gavra Ketila. So that's a Diyun and Achrayim. Is there a concept of a Gmar Din by Yisrael, Bezdin Shal Yisrael, a Sanhedrin of 23, they make a Gmar Din Lemisa, and then he has a status, they endow him with the special status of a Gavra Ketila. What about Benoyach is Narek Be'ed Echad Be'dayin Echad? They don't need a Bezdin of 23. They don't need Smicha. You have one judge, and he paskins Yochai Misa. So would that be considered a Gmar Din Lemisa? He's a Gavra Ketila. I don't know the Nafkmina Gavra Ketila. But let's say Benegir 2, the din is that Ashor Aniskal, Shor Shahargus Adam, so the Ashor Aniskal is also Bano. So we saw the Gemara in Baba Kama, Dafam Hey. The Gemara says, if Kodim Gmadin Machar Machar, Lacha Gmadin Machar in a Machar, because the Gmadin makes an Isa Hano. What about a Gmadin Lemisa on a human being? Does that also make an Isa Hano? Well, they're going to give him the death penalty. When he's going to be a mace, then it's going to be Osama No. Usually, mace Akum, we assume a Mikra Adin Amutabano. The Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, Ramah in the end of Yeruday quotes from Rishonim, they say, mace Akum are also Osama No. So the later Achrayim, the Bir Agro, quotes Gemara's Beferish, Babli's, Rishonim, that it's not true. Mace Akum Amutabano. So what did the Ramah quote from the Chubas Arashbo? Mace Akum are Osama No. So that's a Chumer that the Rishonim added. You should try to avoid it whenever it's not necessary. If you have no choice, strictly speaking, but let's say the Bezdin Shel Goy made a Gmar Din Lemisa on this person. Maybe a Gmar Din Lemisa, just like a Gmar Din Lemisa on the shore. Shochta Lachash Nig Madina, Machreina Macha, the Gmar Din makes an Isa No. Maybe the Gmar Din of an Adam also makes an Isa No. Let's say a person dies a natural death. So a Mace is Osmano. What about Seir HaMeis? Seir HaMeis is also Asabano. So there's a Taisus in the first parak in Baba Kama, but the Taisus says no, Seir HaMeis is Mutabano. Because while the person is alive, the Seir is dead matter anyway. It's not the same as the rest of the cells. And after the person dies, the hair still continues to grow. And it was dead matter while the person was alive. So the death doesn't really affect that much the hair. So the Taisus says the Misa only affects the body, the skin, the basar, the flesh. It doesn't really affect the Seir. So this Taisus says Seirim and Mutabano. That was the whole pilpul when they first started with Shaitlin in the days of the Chasam Sefer, when women married women used to cover their hair. And then they came up with the Einfall. Maybe they should wear a Shaitlin. So they used to make a Shaitlin. They used to make Shaitlin from real hair. So they used to take Goyish dead bodies. The family gave permission. Women had long hair, so they would shave off all of the long hair from the dead body, with the permission of the family, and then they would pay money. So then they'll make a shekel from Seir HaMeis. So the Shaila was, so the Chasam Sofer was very opposed to Shaitlin. He thought that it wasn't right. You should cover your hair with a hat or a tichel. You shouldn't use a shekel. So at that time, they were writing tshuvas, is that osa bano mutabano? So some Achrenim hold that Meisei Akama, many hold Meisei Akama mutabano miyikir adin. Others hold even Meisei Yisrael, the Seir is mutabano, Taisa's Malakama says. The Seir is Mutamano. So there is a Gemara, the last daf in the first parak in Erechin, where there are two girsas in the Gemara. If you look in the back of the Vilna Shas, they have the Horus from the Cheshek Shloima, of Shloima LeVilna, who was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. So he shows that there are two girsas in the Gemara, different Rishayim. Taisus had one girsa, the Chuvas Haraj bought a different girsa. What about on the assumption, if Seir HaMeis of a regular mason's mutabano, but Seir HaMeis of Haruge Bez is also bano. Why? Because they made a Gmar Din. Gmar Din Lemisa not only asses the Shor HaNiskal, Gmar Din Lemisa on a person asses the person as well. What do you need the Gmar Din? He's going to be a mace, going to be also bano? No. It'll happen off Kamina for the Seir. The say of a regular mace, Tosfos holds in mutabano, but the say of a mishanigma din of the misa will be osabano. That will be osabano. So that's a shadow. Let's say the Bezdin Shel Goyim made a gmar din on someone, lemisa. Will his body be osabano? On the assumption, let's say they may say, akama mutabano mikaradin, the biragro, mikaradin mutabano. But the Bezdin Shel Goyim gave him the death penalty. And then they gave him, they made a gmar din lemisa and they gave him the death penalty. Is that called a gmar din? By yours, there's a concept of a gmar din. Sanhedrin makes a gmar din. That's called a gmar din. So the Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva. He thinks that the gmar din of the Bezin Shalakim also creates an isa mano. So there's a whole literature on that. Do we accept that idea or not?
When we have a case, when we say that if an army or something surrounds a city and they say send us out, right? They say send someone specific or we'll kill everyone. So they bring that if the person's in the Mekuyev Nisa, so you can send him out.
Mm-hmm.
That means that he's in the Mekuyev Nisa that means he has a, someone once told me, that means he has a Nigmar Din Lamisa beginning the Strelitz Mechal Shabbos. That means no, the Akum who were searching for him, the army, he did something against them and he was in the Mekuyev Nisa to them. But not necessarily.
I don't know. That's an interesting one. The Mishnah says Chai Misik Yeshevet Ben Bichri. The Shevet Ben Bichri was a Morib Ben Malchus, but he's David. Yeah. Yeah, Morib Ben Malchus does need Nigma Dina Lamisa. Yeah. Morib Ben Malchus does need Nigma Dina.
It should be if the non-Jewish Korma Nigma Dina is also called Nigma Dina Lamisa. Could be.
Same as Shevet Ben Bichri. Yeah, could be. I don't know. Anyway, so this concept of Misha Nigma Dino Lemisa is a Gabrik Tila, is very, very restricted. We only have three dinim. That's all. The Erchin is one, Hargain and Ergolov is two. And you're not Mechal Shabbos to save his life three. This is a Gansa Maisa. And Kol HaTaru Kula, it's irrelevant, the fact that he's Nigma Dino Lemisa. Yeah. So the Gemara says, the fifth, we already had four Pesukim. The fifth Pasuk, what is that Pasuk? Golem Shach Maram is the fifth Pasuk. No, the Torah Shebaal Peh has all interpretation. It means Mishandigma Dina Lemisa is a Gabrik Tilo and Ein Lo Erech. But there's a Tana who disagrees. So according to that Tana, what do you do with this fifth Pasuk? Lachananya ben Akavio Domar Nerach, there is Erech and he doesn't have Domim because Kamahu Shavalim Kabashuk is worthless. He's zero. He's Yotzi Lahorek. But Erech and he does have Mepnei Shedamav Ktsuvim, it says in the Torah. Is it a man or a woman and what age is he? Shain? So what does he do with the pasuk? What does he do with the pasuk? Nachamol, another pasuk to tell me the same thing. You have already four pasuk and covers everything. That one who murdered, one schayv misa, cannot pay money to be potter. All the four pasuk that we had before, we're all talking about a retzeach. I need a pasuk to tell me that even if he's not a retzeach, let's say he's schayv misa because of some other avera. Why should I distinguish between a Ritzeach as opposed to other Averis? And the Gemara says, the Rechai V'Mises Chamuris, and the Rechai V'Miso is Kalois. What's Mises Kalois? Mises Chamuris? So Rashi and Tosis explain. Mises Kalois means that sometimes Nitno Shigigosim L'Kapor. Mises Chamur means that it's never Nitno Shigigosim L'Kapor. When are the Chayvim Mises Nitna Shigigosim L'Kaporis? It's the opposite over here. Most of the Chayvim Mises are also Chayv Koris. If the guy does the Aver B'mezid with Hasra, they're going to give Misa. Does B'mezid B'li Hasra B'li Chayv Koris? Does it B'shoigeg, so then it's Chayv Chatos. Mises Dono Koris is Shigigosim Chatos. Mises Dono, Rashi writes in a few places, Mises Dono Koris or Misa. Is Chayv Chatas B'Shoigeg. So the Achrayim say that that's a mistake. Misha's Dona Misa is not Chayv Chatas B'Shoigeg. There are Chayv Misa Bezen who are only Chayv Misa. They're not Chayv Koris. The people Chayv Koris are not Chayv Misa that we know. One who eats Chametz B'Pesach, one who eats on Yom Kippur, is Chayv Koris, but is not Chayv Misa. Boal Achoso is Chayv Boal Eshesach. So while my brother is still married to his wife, that's a Chayv Misa. She's an Eshesish. But when my brother divorces his wife, so it's Eshesach, where there's no Eshesish, Eshesach is only Chorus, there isn't Misa. So we know that there are a lot of Chavi Krisis who are not Chayv Misa. Do you have Chayv Misas who are not Chayv Chorus? Sure you have. Ratzeach is Chayv Misa B'mezid, but he's not Chayv Chorus. Let's say he murdered someone, B'shoig, he didn't know that it's also. So you're going to say that he has to bring a Chatos? No, there is no Chatos because there's no Chorus. You only bring a chatos if it's dovish is on a chorus, and she goes a chatos. Rashi in a few places writes inaccurately, dovish is done a chorus on Mrs. Bez. So the achrin, the nesivis in the end of his sefer Hilchas Pesach, the Mikor Chaim, has a whole little sefer by his father, who was also very learned, on Heoris Amaseches Krisis. That's one of the first Heoris on the first page. There's such a Rashi there. Mishas done a chorus on Mrs. Bezin. It's Chayv Chatos, so that's not accurate. The Gemara beferish like that. Makah Aviv Imoy, Mikala Aviv Imoy is Chayv Mises Beznan, but there is no chorus. Tosis has a few more. The Tosis is quoting a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara points that out. The Makah Aviv Imoy, Mikala Aviv Imoy B'Shegeg will not be Chayv Chatos, because B'Mezid is not Chayv Chorus. Even though B'Mezid is Chayv Misa, there is no klal. Misha is done a Misa, is Shigosa Chatos. Only Misha is done a chorus, is Shigosa Chatos. So Tosis points it out. So Tosis and Rashi say like this: Chayvei Misas Kalois means those Chayvei Misas who also have Kores, Mochomer. Not only does it have Misa, but Mesa has Kores also. So that's Nitno Shigigosam Le Kapara, because if they have every gig, he has to bring a Korban Chatos and he gets a Kapara. So the Gemara calls that Misas Kalois, because Nitno Shigigosam Le Kapara. I would have said that's Misas Chamuras. Not only is that Misa, there's also Kores. And who is Chayvei Misas Chamurais? Those who only have Misa don't have Kores. Faket, they're Kal. But they're Chamurais in the sense that it's never Nitin Shigigosim L'Kapara. If you do Makav V'Yimo, you do Mikalav V'Yimo B'Shegeg, so if you do it B'Mezid, you Chayvei Misa. If you do B'Shegeg, you're not Chayvei Chatos, because you only Chayvei Chatos if it's a Dovish is done a Kores. And here by these Chayvei Misas, there is no Kores. So that's what the Gemara says. I had four psukim to tell me under all circumstances the murderer doesn't get off the hook by giving b'shegig memezin and so on, doesn't get off the hook by paying kufr kapor, doesn't get a kapor. But maybe that's only by a murderer. How do you know by all mumasim? Here, the Gemara says, l'kid etanya, I need the additional pasuk. So the Tanakama learned Leipad, the one who said Erko Alai doesn't have to pay. Leipad means there's no Chiyav Erchik. Leipad is the equivalent of Lo Yeyorech, has no Erchik. But according to Hananya ben Akavya, there is no, what's his name? Hananya ben Akavya, there is no such din, it's not true. He is Nerach, just has no Damim, it has Erchik. So the Pasuk tells me a totally different din. It says that if the shor amud kills an adam, the gambol of yumas. That's taken literally, gambol of yumas. No, the bailam is not chay misas bezin, but the Gemara says what it means is there's chay misa b'day shemaim. Taisa says, how do you know that it means chay misa b'shemaim? The first Mishnah in Sanhedrin says gambol of yumas means kemisas abalam kach misas shor. So how did the Gemara know that in addition? So it means Asher Yisokel the Gambol of Asher Yisokel in the same fashion that one would have given Misa to the Balashor, if the Balashor would have been Mechal Shabbos, would have been Oved Avodah Zarah. So in the same fashion, you need a Bezna of Chav Gimel, you need two Kosher Eidim, Hadas Baldin is not acceptable. So Asher Yisokel in the same fashion, Gambol of Yom. How did the Gemara know? Gambol of Yom means Misa's Bezin. Misa's Bezin. If the Bala Behema would have been Mechal Shabbos, we would have given him the death penalty based on two witnesses. Ados Atzma wouldn't be good, and we would need a Bezin 23. When you want to give this Shor Yisokel Skila to the Shor Aniskal, Shor Shargis Adam, or the Shor Arveva Anirva, you also need two Edim, two Kosher Edim, and you need a Bezin 23. So we're darshaning, we're interpreting the word Gambol of Yumas to mean Misa's Bezin. The Shor gets the death penalty in the same fashion that the Balashor would have gotten death penalty. All of a sudden, Nagamara has another level of interpretation. Gambol of Yumas, that the Balashor is Chayv Misa B'Dei Shamayim, Im Koyfi Yushal Salav, He can buy his way off. He can be paid to his. He can save his life. He won't get the punishment of Misa B'dei Shemayim if he pays the kofer. If he doesn't pay the kofer, it's Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So that's what Tosfos says. How do they see two levels of interpretation in this phrase, Gam Ba'al of Yomus? The Shor should get Skila in the same fashion that Bala Shor would have gotten Misa with two kosher Eidim and a Bezna 23. And Gam Ba'al of Yomus, another level of interpretation that the Bala Shor deserves Misa B'dei Shemayim unless he pays him kofer Yushal Sol. So Tosfos somehow explains it, that the Tanaim saw the both levels of interpretation in the same person. So that's what the Tana said, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Fish Amat Sinu Mas, Medei Shemaim Shanoz, Mamon, and Skaplam Shanem, and Kof Yusha Solov, right after Gambol of Yumos. So this, it shows that it patters him from Misa B'dei Shemaim. Yochel Abidei Odom Kein. One might mistakenly think that if a person is Mechal Shabbos, he can pay Kofer and be off the hook. So Tosfos says, pay Kofer. Kofer is a machlekes hatanaim in Bava Kamma. The kofer is the meha nerag, the kofer is the meha horeg. In kofer, no, it's in pidya nafsho. Pidya nafsho is the meha nizik or the meha mazik. So if it means kofer means the meha nizik, you pay how much the dead person would have been sold for if he would have sold them as an eved. Kamma shavalim kashuk. So how does it apply to Mechal Shabbos? There's no dead body over there. It's an eved of a rezorah. You thought the guy's eved of a rezorah. So he deserves skila, but if he'll pay kofer, he'll be off to how much he's going to pay. So Tosfos says it's obvious. The last line of Tosfos, the last bottom line, this Tana, Rabbi Yechon Bar Breika's son, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shmuel Bar Breika, obviously is of the opinion lishitosam b'vakame that pinyan nafsha is the main mazik, that the kofer is your value. You don't pay the value of the dead man. If you pay the value of the dead man, so what's the havamina that an oved of a dezar mechal shabbos should pay kofer to be off the hook? So obviously this Tana happens to hold over there. The same Tana holds over there. That you pay Dimei Mazik. Okay? So one might have mistakenly thought that just like the Bala Shor Ba the Shor Amuad, if the Shor Tam kills it, Adam says, Bala Shor Noki. Bala Shor does not deserve Misa B'dei Shemayim. But if the Shor Amuad already killed four times, so then it says, V'gam Ba'al of Yumas, that the Bala Shor deserves Misa B'dei Shemayim. Then him kai for Yushal Solo. If the Shor Tam kills, the Shor gets Misa, but the Bala Shor doesn't pay Kofer. You only pay Kofer if it's Shor Amuad who killed. So the Bala Shor deserves Misa B'dei Shemayim, so he pays Kofer to relieve himself. So the original din of Kofer is, Fisha Motzinim Masim B'dei Shemayim by the Shor Amuad, Shorag, Shenosh Nemamun Miskapalahem Shenemam Kof Yusha Salav, Yochalap B'dei Odom Kein, and person in Mechal Shabbos, Abed Abed Zorah, should pay Pidyon Avshah Maloyma. That's what the fifth pasuk says. Kolchem shachmer adam lo yipade. He cannot be paid his life. He cannot pay kofer. Who is he going to pay the kofer to? The charity. Who is he going to pay? It was Mechal Shabbos. Who is he going to pay the kofer to? That was the Havamina. He'll give to tzedakah the mei hamazik his value, and he'll be pater from Misa's best. And maybe this is all the end. The Misa's chamurish and nitu shigosam b'kapor. Maybe this is only. All you have in the pasuk so far, you have the fifth pasuk. So the fifth pasuk tells you also, you can't buy your freedom. You can't get off the hook by paying kofer. But maybe tafasta meruba lo tafasta tafasta mo tafasta en lechbar lechidushay. Maybe the pasuk only goes on chayvim misas chamuray sheloy nitna shigasim lekapor. There's never any kapor. Maybe on chayvim misas kalos shenitna shigasim lekapor. What are chayvim misas kalos? The Rashi and Tosfos say. Those chayvim misas who are also chayv kares, I would have called them chayvim misas chamur. Not only are they chayvim misas, also chayv kares. So, because they're also chayv kares, a nitin shigosim l'kapor. They have to bring achatos if they violate the kosher zana kares and shigos achatos if he violates. So the Gemara says maybe the fifth pasuk that you just came up with, kolchem mashiach meradam. Maybe only tells you the chayvim misas chamurais. Which is never nitnu shigosim l'kapor. Who are they? That's makov v'im and kalav v'im and edim zaymimim. And the zaymim get the death penalty. Makov v'im and kalav v'im. They get the death penalty. But there's never any kori. So it's never nitnu shigosim l'kapor. So they can't buy their freedom out. If there'll be nigma din malamiso kochem shach ma'arim lo yipada, they can't pay kofer. But if a person, let's say, was bo'al eshesish, was machal shabbos, or worshipped Avodah Zarah, where there is Karis in addition to the Misa, and if he would have done the Aver B'Shegig, it would have been Nitnu Shigasim L'Kapars, and maybe paying the Kaifer B'Mezid can pater him from the Misa also. We know that he has a Kapar. If he violates the Aver B'Shegig, he brings a Chato, so it is Nitnu Shigasim L'Kapar. So maybe it should also be Nitnu Zdoinim L'Kapar. So that's the second half of the Brisa, from the first wide line. Those who don't have Karis. I didn't know even Mises Kalos, those Chavi Mises who do have Karis. Chilu Shabbos, Ovid Avid Zorah, Boa Leishasish, Nitun Shigosm Kapora, Bishogig, they do have a Kapora, then namely to bring a Chatos. Minayan, that if they did the Aver B'Mezid, that they can't be off the hook by paying to charity, I guess. But who are they going to give it to? Who are they going to give the money to? Hegdish? I don't know. Tamalom Kol Cheirim. Kol is Marbe. Not only a Chayvi Mises who are loy nitin shigasim l'kapare, kol is Marbe even nitin shigasim l'kapare. Yeah. Freg di Gemara. Can't you tell from the pasuk itself? What do you need a kol to be Marbe even those Chayvi Mises kalos which are nitin shigasim l'kapare? One of the Mises, see a Ratzeach is not Chayv Koris, it's only Chayv Mises. But it is nitnu shigasim l'kapar. If he kills b'shoigeg, he goes to the Ari Miklon. Usually, chayvi mises kalos, which are nitnu shigasim l'kapar, means those chayvi mises who are also chayv koris. So if they violate aver b'shoigeg, nitnu shigasim l'kapar, they pay money and they bring a kizbo sir, they bring a chatos kvur. But there's one person who's called chayvi mises kalos, the retzeach. Why is he chayvi mises kalos? Nitnu shigasim l'kapar. He doesn't bring Achatos, because there's no chorus by Ritzeach, but if he killed Bishogig, he goes to the Ari Miklot. So it is Nitnu Shigasim L'Kapar. So these, they belong in the same category. The Ritzeach, who doesn't have chorus, but Bishogig, he goes to the Ari Miklot, belongs in the same category with all of the Chayvi Mises, who also have Chiyav chorus. They are Nitnu Shigasim L'Kapar, they Chatos, and he's Nitnu Shigasim L'Kapar, they go to the Ari Miklot. So the Gemara says, so what did he need an additional pasuk to say, even Chavi Mises, Kalois, Shinitun Shalas Kapar? You had already four psukim, that by the Ritzeach, he can't buy. The Ritzeach is Nitan Shigosu the Kapar. So you already had four psukim to tell you that the Chavi Mises, Kalois, who are Nitan Shigosu the Kapar, that's a Ritzeach. It doesn't help if he pays the Kaifer. Shreg di Gemara, V'lav Mele, L'sikha Kaifer Shabbos Mino. The Tishkal Mamayna Minei V'Tiftarine Kol Cherem Lamali. What do you need the Rebbe Kol? What do you need here? Kol is Marbi Yim Chayvi Mises Shogigim also. The four psukim by the Ritzech. The Ritzech is a Chayvi Mises Kalos because it's Nitan Shigasa the Kapara Ayidei Golos. And for the Gemara, you're right. I need the Kol. The Kol is a sixth pasuk. You had four psukim, then you had a fifth pasuk. Now you have a sixth. Kol. Kol is Marbi. What do you need a sixth pasuk? You already have everything is covered. The man says, no. Kol is marbe, another thing. That what? There are two kinds of murderers. There's it's nitnu shigigosim l'kapara by a murderer who kills b'shoigeg. If he kills derech irida, if he kills derech aliyah, then it's loy nitnu shigigosim l'kapara. So maybe all of the psukim, all the four psukim by the Ritzeach that say, maybe they're all talking about a case when he killed Derech Aliyah. So if he killed Derech Aliyah, it's not Nitan Shigas of the Kapar. So I need another pasuk even to cover that case. That's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, Amar Ami Bachoma, Itzrich, I need the sixth pasuk. I need the word kol. I four psukim, then I discovered a fifth pasuk, then I have a word kol. Kol Chayr Mashachma. Called as a sixth Rosh. What is it? Salkadai Tchamina. Hani Mili. When is it Nitan Shigos on the Kapar by Ritzech? Hey, Darog Derech. I would have thought, Hecha Darog Derech Aliyah, which is Le Nitan Shigos on the Kapar. Because Bishogi Giron Kartori Miklu. Aba Harog Derech Yerida, then it is Nitan Shigos on the Kapar. I would have thought then, even if he kills the Mezid, I would have thought maybe it's Nitan Shigos on the Kapar. Of going to the Ari Miklot, so then he should be able to pay charity, to pay Kaifer and be off the hook. Eimonishka b'manim and eimonishtri. Kamash molon, that's why I need the sixth pasuk. Well, Freg di Gemara, but I have already a seventh pasuk. How many psukim do you need? Amalei Rava, so Rava picks on Rami Bachome. I know that already. That din. I have a seventh pasuk for that. What in this Amalei Psukim? Amalei Rava, ha, this din that you just said, that you can't pay your freedom, you can't pay your way out by paying koifer, by being potter by the Retzeach, the Mezid, even if he kills him in Mezid, Derech Aliyah, even though it's loy nitan shigos al kaparim. So he tainas, we know that from the other pasuk. Hi, Amalei Rava, ha, this din that you just said, this we know. So the Tosfos pointed out, and Baba Kama and Tosfos before pointed out, the Gimel in Yoni Momen Ayri Tana Bechizkia, three different dinim. So the first din was the famous din. That's what he's famous for. Then the second din of Tana Bechizkia, second din was what? To disagree with Rebbe. The Rebbe holds in Skamal Arga Zeba Harga Zeh is a machlokes hatan why the chayv misa. The Rebbe says you're not chayv misa, but it says when a satan nefesh tachas nefesh means you pay koifer. So Chizkiya says not true. Lo chelakta meshegik lemezid. Just like if you kill the mezid, this Skamal Arga Zeba Haragoi, you don't pay koifer. They give you the death penalty. So this Skamal Arga Zeba Harga Zeh also you don't pay koifer. That's the din hasheni. Then the third din, Derech Aliyah, is the seventh pasuk in the series over here, that he cannot, the murderer cannot pay money to get off the hook. But I already six psukim, so how many psukim would he need? Another pasuk? I already five psukim. So the sixth pasuk, Atan Mechizkiah, is needed to tell me that even Derech Yerida, which is Nitan Shigigosa Lekapar, if he murders someone, Bemezid, Derech Yerida. Derech Harida, if he would have killed the Meshogeg, would have been Nitan Shigasa the Kapara by going to Mikloth. So the Pasuk tells me, even in such a case also, you cannot pay Koifer and be off the hook. So Gemara says, so Rami Bachama said, I need the word Kol. Kol Chemeshach Maram, Kol tells me, even Derech Harida murders, the murderer Derech Harida Memezid, which is Nitan Shigasa the Kapara Meshogeg, would have gone to the Mikloth. I need the word kol. So Rabbi Tanya says, I know that already from Tanya the Bechizkiya. I have already a sixth pasuk. So what do you need? Kol is a seventh pasuk. Vaita, what do you need the word kol? Elam Rami Bachama. So he says, I'm going to tell you the answer. What do you need another pasuk for? It's the Rech. So he kvetches a tzorach. Okay. Salkatai the Hamina, one would have thought, Hani Mili, when do you say that he cannot, pay your way out. Would have thought you do make him pay. The Gemara goes into a whole discussion on that. Yeah. Here, Rabbi Leger is Mitzayin a Tosfos. That's an interesting topic. That Tosfos is a topic of style. When the Gemara says, Beim Shegig, Beim Mezid, Beim Yonis, Beim Rotzon, the din is the same whether in this case or that case. So which case is more obvious? Which case is the less obvious? And say, Beim A and Beim B. Both in A and in B. So A is the more obvious case, and even in B also? And you say, no, B is the more obvious, and A is the less obvious. So Taisa points out that there, in the Loshan HaGemara, Loshan HaTanaim, you find both directions. Sometimes the first one mentioned is the more obvious one. Sometimes the second one mentioned is the more obvious one. Bein bezeh, bein bezeh. You can't really tell. Well, let's say you have... the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Yofet Talmud Torah Im Derech Eretz. It's nice to have A along with B. Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. So Rabbeinu Tam says the mashmos of the Mishnah is Derech Eretz means parnasa. It's nice to learn a little bit in addition to making the parnasa. So the ikir is the parnasa. Yofa Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. You have a little learning in addition to the Derech Eretz, but the ikir is the Derech Eretz, the parnasa. So they quote Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan was the son of the Ri, who was a nephew of Rabbeinu Tam. He disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam. Said, what do you mean? Talmud Torah is the Iker. Not Derech Eretz is the Iker. Talmud Torah is the Iker. So Rabbeinu Tam had a Raya from the Gemara. I already forgot where. There's the Gemara. The Gemara makes such a Diyuk. where it says ze im ze. So the second one is the Iker. I forgot, I don't know. The Tosfos discusses it. The Tosfos is, you have the Tosfos HaRosh on Brachos has it, by the Machlokes, on Lamed Hem, a base. And the Gemara has the Machlokes, Reb Shimon bar Yochai Nachachamim. How do you fulfill the Pasuk V'Hagisa V'Yomulah? Do you really have to learn all day and all night? Well, no, you should earn a Parnasa and learn when you have some time to learn. You squeeze in the learning. So the Tosfos HaRosh quotes it. It's missing over there in Tosfos. We have it at Tosfos Shoshanim and Lois Ferg. And Yuma, they talk about it. Shuba Taila Im, how does it say? Shuba Im, Yom Kippur, someone says, one Im another. So we might discuss when you have A and B, which is the Iker. So this is such a similar, it's not the same Shaila. Bein Bezeh, in the Lashon HaGemar means the first one is the more obvious, but the second is more obvious. So Tosfos later says, proves in this Braisa, Tan Mechizke, that either way is acceptable. Half of them, half of the things mentioned in the Braisa, the first one was the more obvious, and half of them the second. Misa im Yom Kippurim.
Misa vi Yom Kippurim mechaprim
im hachuvah. So which is the Iker? So the Gemara says, what, that the tshuva is the Iker. The second one mentioned is the Iker. So when it says, Yafet Tal Torah im derech eretz, Rabbi Tam says, obviously, derech eretz, the parnas is the Iker. You have to squeeze in a little learning in addition. Rabbi Nachman says it can't be. How can that be? The Torah is supposed to be the Yikr. Okay. We have a whole machlokes. So so Rabbi Tainis against Rami Bachama's first suggestion that you're going to tell me I need an additional pasuk to tell me that even when one murders the mezid derech yirida, which is nitan shigosu l'chapare, he would have been gone going to the Or Miklod. Even so, it doesn't help if he pays koifer. Lamed boy, in the cases when he murders derech aliyah, but if he murders derech yirida, one would have thought that if he pays money, he should be potter. So Rabbi Tainis, I don't need kol for that. I already have Torah Bechizke for that. They already have a seventh pasuk. So he left with the kol. What do you need kol for? Elo Rami Bar Chama. No, I need the kol to tell me a different. The seventh pasuk is needed. What's al kadai to chamein? I would have thought that there's a difference. What's he talking about now? Would have thought that this difference is about kamalei b'dir. I mean, this difference is not about paying koifer. This difference in the area of kamalei b'dir. One might have thought that it's only kamalei b'dir abinei. If I harmed him, I caused him to lose his eye. I'm a chayvel b'chavero, and then because I caused him to lose his eye, he lost his life also. So I would have thought, Mamichat Maisa, he did one pu'ula that caused a hezek, and then it caused also death. But if he causes him to lose his eye and he shoots another guy simultaneously, b'vasachas, b'idna, I would have thought, it's not chad maisa, two different maisim. I would have thought that kamalei b'dir rabbanei shouldn't apply. We already had the Gemara before. The guy's eating truma. I'm not a kohen. I'm eating truma. I'm a farmer. I was mafrit truma, and then I didn't give it to the kohen. I ate the truma. So the mezid, some chay misa b'dei shemai. As I'm eating the chuma, swallowing it, I take a knife in the other hand and I cut someone else's property. I damage his silk clothing. So the Gemara says, you say, come live with the rabbi, even though it's not chad maisa. So that's what he says over here. One, I need this additional pasuk of the kol to tell me a different din, not in paying koifer. Tell me the din, the come live with the rabbi, he applies, even if it's not chad maisa. Elo Rami Bachami is correcting what he said before. Itzrach, I need the word called for different din. Sal kadai t'chamina, hani mili, hey, when is there a din of kam lebi d'rab minei, hecha d'sime, seine b'haroge bo. The chavola and the hezek came with chad mais. Alecha d'sime, seine b'haroge bo dover, acher, two different pu'ulos. Hey, mundishka, l'mayne minei, I would have thought, what I would have thought, that there's no din of kam lebi d'rab minei. So that's what the part, it's a din of kam lebi d'rab minei. It's not saying a vort in koifer. Saying that you apply kam lebi d'rab minei even over there. Amalei Rove, I don't need that pasuk. I have an eighth pasuk that tells me like that. The Gemara digs up the other pasuk. Another Tana Bechizke. The same person, but another Braisa. The Gemara says, oh, that din nami me'idach Tana Bechizke. I have another Braisa. Tal bechizk ein tachas ein belein ein benefesh tachas ayin. That you say come live with the rabbinay, even if they're two different meisim. And for the Gemara, no, I need the additional pasuk to tell me that there's a din of come live with the rabbinay, even in the case of knas. One might have thought mistakenly. Elam Ravashi, it's the Hanida. What is it we're holding by? Seventh pasuk, eighth pasuk. I lost track. Right. What are the psukim tells me? The extra pasuk. I already figured out all the dinim. The extra pasuk tells me that you shouldn't mistakenly think that Kam Levi the Rabbin are only patas from mamin. No, it even patas from knas. Daisy says it doesn't pata from kapara, but one might have thought mistakenly it doesn't pata from knas. I need an extra pasuk to say. Elam Ravashi, Istruch, I need the eighth pasuk. Sal kadai tachamina. Ho b'chidush u'shechid shetar b'knas. Knas is paying Yosef Mashahizik. You shouldn't be held responsible. Kefu al-vehiz, Yosef Mashahizik. So I would have thought, afagaf the mikdil, mishalem, kamle, but the rabbinah shouldn't apply. Even though he gets a death penalty, he should pay the knas, because the chidush, kamash malan, that kamle, but the rabbinah applies even to knas. Freg the gemar, but rabba holds not so. Rabba holds chidushu. That was a shayla Rashi and Tosis. Rabbi Paskin's like Rabbi Meir? Or Rabbi's just saying within Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says that Oda Mesa Mishalem by Knas. So that was Machlegs Rashi and Tosis before. Well, the Rabbi, the Yomah. Chidush HaShachid Shetar B'Knas, Abagav the Mikdo, Mishalem, you don't apply Kamle with the Rabbi Meir to Knas. You pay the Knas even though you get the death penalty. So aren't we left with an eighth Pasuk over here? Kol Cherem. My Avidlei, what does he do with the pasuk? Everything more, he holds like the Tanakama. The whole discussion now was if he don't hold like the Tanakama, he hold like the Tanakama. It tells you the other din that what Misha Nigma Dina Lemisa, and you said Erko Alai, so you don't have to pay. So Rabbi will say like the Tanakama. Wow, such. And then Tosis goes more. More psukim to work out. Okay, it's important. In the days of the Tanaim, they had to work out all the dina from all the psukim. Now we already accept all the dina. Okay, tomorrow we got to go right there. Got to go quickly because I'm going to be away for 2 weeks. So we got to cover a little ground before I go.